Breaking Steeler news as we speak. Cordarrelle Patterson, we hardly knew ye. Fired on his day off, it looks like, Sean, right? Is that what I'm seeing here from Adam Schefter and others?
Seems like that is the case, according to the source himself, Cordarrelle Patterson.
What is he saying? What was his was it an Instagram, a tweet? What was it?
It was a tweet, and it says, breaking news, Pittsburgh Steelers release old wash-up Cordarrelle Patterson on his day off. So it might not be too happy that it happened. But yeah,
sounds accurate on all counts, honestly. And Cordarrelle Patterson was a great, great player, kick returner especially, early in his career. I'm watching his rookie year in 2013. The guy's phenomenal. He's ridiculous. But by the time he got here, he was broken down. I don't know why he was still around here for the beginning of camp. It was one of the great mysteries of this team. He clearly is, as he described himself. Now, he described himself sarcastically this way, but he's accurate. Old washed up Cordarrelle Patterson on his day off. Would you agree with that, Sean, that it was baffling why he was here in the first place still?
Yes. And even more so when you saw that he wasn't the factor in the return game, and rather he was just a sparingly used but often used in kind of crucial situations running back.
Yeah. Well, this makes all the sense in the world to me. So let's go to the Aaron Rodgers clip from the weekend. Now, this story, of course, starts with our old friend Terry Bradshaw, who's never afraid to say what he thinks. Some of his opinions are a little bit sort of whacked out, I'll say, but he ain't afraid to say what he thinks, and this is what he said about Aaron Rodgers upon the signing.
That is, just to me, is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me?
I mean, that's not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go somewhere
you.
And you. Chew on bark and whisper to the guys out there.
Oh, is that tremendous. Now, Rodgers. Nobody ever said Rodgers is not an intelligent man. Nobody ever said that. And he's saying all the right things. Now, I don't know if people still have such an allegiance to Terry Bradshaw and the 70 Steelers that if you say anything badly or pick a fight with one of them, you know, they're going to get all mad at you. But I don't know. I remember Doug Whaley a couple of years ago, our very own beloved Doug Whaley. Remember what he said about Jack Ham, that he couldn't play in today's game? Might have had a point. I don't know. I think Jack Ham could. But man, people were all over him. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So I think in Rodgers' mind, as Kyle Brandt, who's really good at what he does, presented the question to Rodgers, I can imagine the wheels turning like, all right, I need to say the right thing here. Aaron Rodgers has a history of being just a little bit thin-skinned when he's criticized, let alone when somebody goes to the lengths Bradshaw just did and said, this is a joke. He should stay out in California eating bark or whatever he does. But what Rodgers did here, I thought, was very smart. I thought this was a great answer to the question. And again, you could almost feel him thinking to himself, all right, what's the right, the last thing I want to do here is pick a fight or extend a fight with one of the great Steelers of all time. So this was his answer when Brandt said, what did you think of what Bradshaw said about you?
I've known Terry for a long time, okay. being a part of Fox. Terry's a legend. He's an absolute legend. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's had a legendary career in the media. But Terry, like a lot of people, doesn't know me. And so he's got an idea of what he thinks about me based on what I've done, the documentary, what I've said, mm-hmm. Darkness Retreat, whatever the hell you want to talk mm-hmm. about. I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level. And I feel like if he gave me a chance to get to know him, then we'd have a good friendship, because for me, I have nothing but the utmost amount of respect and deference for what the greats have done, because they laid the foundation for us to be able to play in this great game, to be paid like kings, and to carry on the tradition of excellence that guys like the Bradshaws of the world in the 70s and Bart Starr in the 60s and Lombardi and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Troy Aikman and Brett Favre and all the greats that have been over, Tom Brady, you know, we're standing on the backs of those guys, and it's because of how they played and how they carried themselves that we're able to have this opportunity to still play this great game, to get paid really well, to set ourselves up for our future. So I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level if he's open to it, and maybe we can go chew some bark or whatever the hell he's talking about together.
I know what he's talking about. It's the ayahuasca, which is, I believe, consumed by drinking it instead of chewing it. But a tremendous answer, I thought, there by Aaron Rodgers. Did you, Sean?
Yes. That said, you start a new job, you're always going to be on your best behavior at the start. And so if this was posed midway through the season, if the Steelers are, you know, kind of having some struggles, maybe it's a different answer. So it is a good sign that he's saying that now. I just wonder, is that going to be the case once you get into the fire of the season?
Yes, I wonder about a lot of things. Once Aaron Rodgers starts to get hit, and I'm seeing some problems here as I was away in West Virginia for the week up in the mountains with the Steelers offensive line. Already two injuries. I don't know how serious they are, but it's not good to be kicking off. I think tomorrow's the first day in pads with two of your offensive linemen down and not having a whole lot of depth, as Mark Cabali reminded me. Most teams don't have offensive line depth. Well, I don't think most teams have two offensive linemen down already either, do they? So this is problematic. And I'm curious with Rodgers moving ahead here. I think people are overdoing it a little bit. You know, they seem to be very excited about the fact that he talks to teammates. Did you expect him not to? About the fact that he's smart and saying the right things? It's July. About the fact that he, you know, didn't have a problem with having a roommate in DK Metcalf. This is all pretty normal stuff. I don't think anybody expected him to show up like slugging ayahuasca and acting like a jerk. And it might not happen. As I said at the top of the show, I've become more open to the idea of maybe this could work. I'm still betting against it. I don't think it will. But it will in spurts. It will the way late stage Ben worked. I mean, I don't think we talk enough about how in his age 38 and 39 seasons, Ben threw for a combined 55 touchdowns. He had Matt Canada for one of those years and Kendrick Green right in front of him. That, when you have a center who can't play, who's overmatched like that every game, that's just a schematic blow up. That's like that's a number one recipe for disaster. And somehow Ben worked around it and got that team to the playoffs. Threw for 22 that year, 33 the year before. So I fully expect, like a lot of aging athletes, that Rodgers will be able to recapture the magic in spurts. The question is, where is he going to be? Where are they going to be in December? What's going to be going on then? You know, is his body going to last through the season? Having said all that, all we can judge him on, it's like having a new work partner or a new friend or a new neighbor that you heard some things about. It's like when I covered sports in terms of being a beat writer. Everybody had a different opinion of a guy like Yager, for example, or James Harrison. And my philosophy was, I can only judge somebody on how they treat me. Now, obviously, if there's some other things they've done in their lives that are, you know, reprehensible, as there have been with certain guys that I've covered in the past, you know, that's bad, right? So we're not talking about a great guy if somebody's done something really bad. I'm trying to think of an example, but there have been plenty in sports history. But even so, in terms of my relationship with that person or my view of that person, you know, on a day-to-day basis, I can only judge them on how they treat me and what our interactions are like. It's not really based on their history. And I'm going with the whole Rogers thing the same way. Like, so far, he's done the right things and said the right things. I thought that was a great answer from Aaron Rodgers. And yeah, I don't know what it's going to be like, any of this, when he starts to get hit. And the only thing that really matters, by the way, is how he plays. How is he going to play this season? There was a quote, now I forget who it was, from one of the Dolphins defenders last year who said the first time around he basically looked done, but the last game of the year he looked really good. Is that the Rodgers we're going to see? I'm open to it. I'm open to anything at this point, Sean. I think that him and Mike Tomlin are trying to sort of buck the odds in a big way together in terms of a coach who's been with the same franchise forever and hasn't done anything of note, really, for almost a decade, trying to recapture the magic with that same franchise. That never happens in sports. And then Aaron Rodgers as a 41 turning, this is his age 42 season, being really good. Other than Tom Brady, that's never happened. So the smart bet is that this is just, in the end, it's not going to work out. They're taking a swing here. It's not going to work out. But that's why they play the games. That's why we lift all them weights, Sean. Maybe he'll come out and maybe he'll flourish in this system. Seems like old Artie wants him to play more behind center than he would want. I'm going to ask Mike DeFabo about that coming up. I don't think it's going to work, but it has a chance, I'll put it that way. And so far on things like this, Aaron Rodgers,